as it gets longer and longer, they're sort of the wounded dog coming in here after playing 3 and 4 and on the road last night. The pressure must increase for you because one goal is going to be the difference.
Well, that's definitely the way the game kind of felt tonight, is the way that we were playing and the way that they played as well. It was kind of we kind of figured it would be a low-scoring game, and with them coming in, they didn't play as tired as I thought they would, but we did what it took to win tonight, and it was great seeing that puck go in overtime.
What's it like being in the far end there and you see Kane put it in? You slid all the way down the boards right after. It must be such a great moment of joy for you.
It is. It's such a huge, I don't know if it's a relief or you're just so excited to see it go in and the guy's arms go in the air and all the fans stand up, and I can't get down there fast enough. So it was, it's a great feeling to score, to see the guy score in overtime.
Talk to us about
I thought the difference in the game for our team than how we got it to overtime was the guys did an unbelievable job on the penalty kill. We had that 5-on-3 in the second period, and we're going to give up something there, and I think the guys did a great job of giving up the least dangerous chances on that penalty kill in particular. And you got guys sacrificing. Ron Haynes, he cleared one from his knees all the way down the ice, and just things like that. Another penalty kill with 5 minutes left. No panic. Guys did a great job and kept getting the puck down. And that was, I think that's definitely why we got to overtime.
And the shutout for you tonight, how did that feel?
Oh, it felt great. It felt a lot better seeing the puck go in overtime than actually getting a shutout. And it's all about winning, so winning feels great.
Big team like that, it's sort of a different challenge to you guys. How do you feel you guys responded overall against a tough physical team like that?
I thought we did well. We know that their game's puck possession, get the puck down low and protect it, and that their big guys have skill too. So we knew it's similar to, the big line against Anaheim. They're tough to defend, but I thought, for the most part, we did a great job. And they had, we put Laddie, Antro, and Welly out there, and they have some size too. And I thought, they're going to get their odd chances here and there because they're good players. But I thought we did a great job.
Christmas chocolate didn't affect you at all?
No, I'm still eating it. So, yeah, no, it felt it was okay.
Yeah. What's going through your mind between the third period and heading into overtime?
Heading into overtime, I was happy with the way that we played the last 10 minutes of that period. Excellent penalty kill, and I just thought, we need to get an overtime because all these points really count. So we got to overtime, and that's the time we can kind of, you kind of go for it. And I thought we did a good job, and hopefully, we were kind of thinking they'd tire out there as the game went on, but they didn't seem to. And we went for it, and the guys made a great play around the net.
How tough is it mentally on you to play every 8-9 games and be counted on to backstop this team to a big win?
Yeah, it's not ideal or anything like that, but I people on their team, you have to accept your role, and that's something I accept to do. And I know that I've done both jobs, so I'm kind of relying on previous experience when I first came into the league, and I'd be in this situation. I'm kind of going back to my roots a little bit there, and the way I prepared when I was younger. So it's just it just takes a little bit more preparation, I think, instead of because you don't have that feeling of every night having the confidence. And you just know that you're going to play well. So every game day is a little bit bigger of an event for me.
Chris, the pads are still holding up pretty well. It's going to be hard to get to switch to the new ones, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I've answered as many questions about a set of pads in my life. But, they feel good right now. We got them as a set to, to use when these ones are done, basically. But, I'll try to break them in here as we go. And, like I said, these feel good right now, so I don't mean to, try to delay the
excited.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't mean to do that, but these are working well right now, so probably wear them for a bit here. Yeah, no problem.